You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeter. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
Hey, Majority Report listeners, Matt Binder and
Michael Brooks here, folks. Teaser Tuesday.
That's right. It is a Teaser Tuesday on a Thursday for you freebie listeners. And what better day than a Teaser Tuesday than to become a member at Majority.fm.
You know you want to do it. We're just giving you another little nudge to help you do what you already want to do. Go to Majority.fm, click Become a Member. It's easy. You get it done in under 5 minutes. Hope you enjoy this little 10-minute section of Terry Bradshaw making a total ass of himself that we have for you today. And I'll be back with a full show tomorrow. Become a member.
Tomorrow, Cliff Schechter. Today, you get a small teaser. That's right.
And always become a member.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS
and Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter.
If I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Thursday, June 19th, 2014. My name is Sam Steeter. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times building in the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. Today on the program, me and you and Dick Cheney. We brought the band back together, everybody. We even have Jonathan Chait telling liberals they're doing it wrong again. And I am just cannot believe I'm going to be bringing up this guy's name on today's show in the context of Iraq. But the U.S. government is signaling it will not provide any assistance to the Iraqis unless Maliki is gone. And the names being floated in Iraq, supposedly, are going to make you puke. Meanwhile, the Republicans in the House will be voting on a new leader today. We probably know who that will be. U.S. courts determine, or I guess the Supreme Court, by not accepting the case, has determined that Argentina's economy should go further into the tank. Grover Norquist has an idea about how to rename the Washington douche nozzles. Government shutdown perhaps in the offing over EPA rules. Meanwhile, President Obama indicates that he will expand a massive ocean preserve in the Pacific, and votes both on Keystone XL and net neutrality proposals in the Senate, neither of which will have any binding effect. We will talk about all of that as the show progresses. Folks, I want to give you a brief update. You long-time listeners of this program, I mean a long time, I'm talking 10 years, will recall that today and really yesterday, although yesterday probably more so than today, was my 10-year anniversary of when I got married to my wife. And just wanted to give you an update. I remembered to send flowers. Everything went well. We had dinner last night. And so there it is. Not bad for me. Longtime listeners will remember that Tim Robbins filled in for me. And I remember Nikki and I got married 2 days in a row. It's a long, drawn-out story. I'm not going to bore you with it. But I remember getting into the car the night we got married, upstate, driving out. At that time, Air America had affiliates everywhere. We could hear Janine and Tim talking about us getting married, and it was, it was a lot of fun. So there's that update. John Benjamin actually gave me an anniversary gift, which was very sweet of him. It was a $500 gift certificate to a divorce arbitrator, which I thought was very nice. We just keep that, and apparently you can invest it, and it will grow until eventually it's worth $750. Okay, let's. We're going to get into Iraq. This I just found to be, just insane. As reported yesterday, I guess the day before, the Obama administration has captured the alleged ringleader of the attack on Benghazi. This witnesses to this guy being the ringleader said that he was claiming at the time of the attack that it was about the video created by a Christian Coptic that parodied Muhammad and Islam. As I mentioned on the program yesterday, I was hosting Up with Chris that week, and there were protests in about 15 cities around the Middle East. In Cairo, at the very least, they were climbing over the walls of the U.S. Embassy. At the time, I can tell you that the reporting at the time thought it was the video, although there was also some question as to was it related to the anniversary of 9/11. It is now apparent that, in fact, it was the video. But obviously, there's still some question. So how do you report this if you are Fox News? Well, of course, what you do is you bring on the noted Middle Eastern expert, Terry Bradshaw, who used to be a quarterback for the Steelers. And you put him on Fox's Outnumbered with the ladies. And here's what stupid guy says what?
Do you trust her? Simple question. Do you trust Hillary Clinton?
Not really. Don't particularly like her. Never have. I find that the best thing to do here, because she's on a book. So the only reason she's on Fox is because she's promoting a book. I always say this.
What are you doing? Oh, I know. You're promoting your, is he the Fox NFL commentator? I don't know. I'm sure he's in there because he really has to get this stuff off his chest.
If you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about covering up with some other story. The truth sets you free. Just tell the truth, and now you can hang it. You'll never forget it, and it becomes your foundation. But if you, if you're running for, if she's going to decide to run for president, she's going to have to answer to the Benghazi deal.
Yeah.
When the lady came out and said that it triggered all of this, what was it? The music, what was it?
The Muslim video.
Right,
yeah.
The video.
The coolest.
Did anybody buy that?
Yeah, yeah.
Did anybody truly
with us? When she said that on the Sunday morning.
I sat there and just went, someone told her to go out there and say this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
they did.
Stay with it. Was it the
and
president?
Hillary Clinton is saying that she was.
So let me just summarize what Bradshaw is saying. When the lady went out there to talk about the music video, did anybody believe that story? I mean, what an embarrassment this guy is to himself. It was Susan Rice. They were talking about a video that played on Egyptian television or cable television or was highlighted for mocking it. And so, yes, many people did because it made total sense. But, I don't know, Terry Bradshaw is some type of really impressive moron. I had to get that out of my system. And, you know, here's the thing. We are living in an age today where there is, in some respects, just far more accountability for that stupidity. Now, you know, Terry Bradshaw is low-hanging fruit. But the St. Louis Dispatch announced that George Will won't be carried in his in their newspapers anymore because people were offended by his saying that rape victims are privileged. We see the Seattle newspapers not going to use the Washington douche nozzles name anymore. We live in an age of more accountability than we did even 11 years ago, because I think there's far more opportunity for voices other than the establishment to be heard. Yet we see all of these retreads being rolled out, and we're going to talk about this. And I know Megyn Kelly asked a hard question of Dick Cheney, but not really. Let's not kid ourselves. We'll get to that in a bit. But first, let's update on what's actually going on the ground in Iraq.